Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Monday, February 6, 2023. It was risk-off in Asia on Monday, with most markets dropping as a surprisingly strong U.S. jobs data raised the prospects of more rate hikes from the Fed, and concerns over rising U.S.-China geopolitical tensions dampened investor sentiment. Philippine shares not exempted from the sell-off, with the index falling another 1.3% after suffering its first weekly drop for the year. Local investors bracing for key January inflation and jobs data out Tuesday morning. The consensus? The consumer price index will slow from the 2008 high of 8.1% in December last year. Trader and columnist John Mangan says, while inflation is a big story, it's not the only story in town. He sees the market retesting record highs by next year.
Nothing can go one direction forever. And what we've seen, as I said, nobody wants cash right now. It's that simple. You want crypto, you want stocks, you want bonds. Everything is moving except cash. And that's why we've seen an appreciation of the peso and a depreciation of the U.S. dollar index. So the momentum is there. This market's going to continue to go higher. We're slowly going to the top of the roller coaster hill, and then we're going to come screaming down. Now, that does not mean that the market's going to crash by any stretch of the imagination. But what it does mean is we have a process that's evolving. That process is going to take time. So when you talk about the numbers coming out affecting the market, maybe short, very, very short term, but otherwise it doesn't matter.
Meanwhile, China bank securities Lan Soledad sees more buying opportunities.
I think it's a good level for bargain hunting. We have breached the 7,000 psychological support level. Mm-hmm. We think that the next support level is at around 6,850 to 6,900.
In corporate stories, BPI shares also down 2.2%, dragged by overall sour market mood. Not even record earnings from 2022, announced after trading hours last week, could make it an exception. The Ayala-led bank posted a 66% jump in net income last year to nearly 40 billion pesos, citing strong loans growth, higher net interest margin, lower provisions, and a one-time gain from the sale of a property in the second quarter. Meanwhile, Union Bank has completed its 12 billion peso stock rights offer, with the newly issued shares listed on the PSE today. Proceeds will be used to solidify the bank's capital adequacy and financial strength, specifically to support its digital bank, Union Digital. In other news, Globe Telecom is partnering with Thai firm Sky Towers Infra on tower leasing. Globe is leasing out several towers in southern Luzon to Sky Towers as part of its overall strategy to monetize passive assets. More deals covering Visayas and Mindanao are also on the table. Sky Towers is affiliated with Electric Power and Telecommunications Infrastructure, or S-Tower. It offers telecom services and T3 technology for broadband fiber optic solutions in markets like Thailand, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Indonesia. Meanwhile, AirAsia Philippines returns to key cities in China as the economic powerhouse reopens. The low-cost carrier is set to operate weekly flights to Guangzhou, Shenzhen, and Macau between February and March. AirAsia Philippine boss Ricky Isla notes, the final piece of the puzzle to complete the recovery of the aviation industry is finally here, with China reopening its borders to the world. And finally, leading bathroom solutions provider Hocheng Philippines renews its energy supply deal with FirstGen. In all, Hocheng has a power demand of around 850 kilowatts, which it will source from the geothermal plants of FirstGen's unit, Energy Development Corp. FirstGen touts geothermal energy as the holy grail of renewable energy technologies because it can provide uninterrupted, year-round baseload power. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.